You are now listening to Vigilantes Radio, the people's choice for quality art, interviews, music, and hot topics. Hosted by Demetrius Houdini, Black Reynolds, and otherwise known as Vini Mussolini in the multi-universe. Call in to join the mix at 602-753-1654 or hop in via Skype. All episodes of this podcast are available for free download at www.onlyonemediagroup.com. We welcome all to submit material, topics, and ideas. Email us at vradio@onlyonemediagroup.com. Enjoy the show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. One time for my people that are indigos, and two times for my people who are vegans. We are up, hooligans, to 14,000 listeners and 865,000 downloads worldwide just this year alone. And we've been at it for 3 solid years. I appreciate all of you guys who have been rocking with me on this journey. We are still growing, baby, and it is all because of you, most definitely. We are the people who have dedicated their lives to music, art, research, in every aspect, and we want to allow you the opportunity to tell your story. Man, we've had celebrities on our show, from Grammy Award-winning artists to actors, authors, professors, aliens, you name it. It doesn't matter who you are or what walk of life that you come from. Come on my show and just talk to me. To book an interview or just to share a story, email me at vradio@onlyonemediagroup.com. I am passionate about what I do, just as passionate about what you do. And together, we can get your voice heard by the people that should hear it. So let's create something incredible. Hello out there, and welcome to another episode of my podcast, Vigilantes Radio. Thank you, as always, for tuning in and being a part of my audience family. If you like information on how to call in, ask questions, or speak to my guests, you can always dial 602-753-1654 or hop in the mix directly from my website, which is onlyonemediagroup.com, and you can dial in directly from the Vigilantes Radio tab. How cool is that? Or for the best connection, listen to us by the browser at blogtalkradio.com/onlyonemediagroup. And as always, all of my episodes are available for free download as the show ends. Just give it about 3 to 4 to 5 minutes, and it should upload to the servers. And you can just head right on over to onlyonemediagroup.com, as I mentioned before, and grab those downloads as well. And that goes for every show that I've ever done. Tonight's episode is the Wren Interview, and I am your host, Dini Mussolini. That is right. Yes, yes, y'all. Okay, let's look in the browser, and we have 1,245 people on. That is so cool. I appreciate you guys that like to tune in live, and I definitely like you other guys who like to tune in afterwards, because that counts as well, and I am so grateful. So, okay, let's go ahead and get into the announcements. I get a lot of requests about where will I be. Okay, and as you know, I'm not on tour, even though soundkick.com says that I'm on tour. I am really not. I'm just doing spot dates. We've been running with the album No Days Off for 3 solid years. That's cool for an album to run that long. But I will not be performing any songs from that album after December, because I will be working on a new project. Okay, unless the promoter is requested, then that's a given. But this is my last time performing those songs, because I just want to get it out of my system and get back into my creative space when I come back. Okay, I know I was supposed to do the follow-up Life Outside of the Cubicle, but I decided to take a different route and give you guys Parallel. Yes, the EP is called Parallel, and it's going to be about my adventures in the cosmos and in the galaxies. Yes, I know. It's for the indigos. Don't worry about it. Okay. Anyway, Sunday, the 23rd, I will be in Memphis, Tennessee. I forget the name of the venue, But head on over to SoundKick, and you can see the venue there. The reason why I forgot is because I'm also doing a podcast that night. So it's like I got to do the show, and then I have to rush back to the hotel and get my gear together and do this podcast. But that's cool because I support the art as you guys support me. And then the 26th, I'll be in Lafayette, Louisiana at Empire. November the 6th, I'll be up in Amherst, New York at Blackthorn 51. And November the 19th, I'll be at the Viper Room in Hollywood, California. Now, there's more dates to add, but right now that is it. We just left Miami this weekend. We did the Revolt TV Music Conference, and that was so cool, I tell you. If you want tickets to any of the venues, just go on soundclick.com/artists Houdini Black, and you can purchase your tickets there. All right. Time to take a... Oh, yeah, by the way, for the special guest tonight, we will take questions from, let's see, last week we did Reverb Nation, which was cool. That was a first. Google Hangouts. So if you're friends with me on Google Hangouts, which a lot of you are, shoot me a few messages there, and we will ask Rand these questions of yours. And don't worry, no question is dumb unless you start asking. You know, of course, I will... go through the questions because we don't want to ask compromising and embarrassing questions. Even though you guys are great and haven't done it before, we just got to put that out there, okay? All right, we got an email from, let's see, Sherry. It's a Coach Dean question. She says, Coach Deany, I am in a rut. I work a 9-to-5 job and all my friends are musicians. And I just feel like I don't have the time to put into my craft. What should I do? Okay, Sherry. Take it from a page out of my book, okay? A long time ago, I was on MySpace. And I did this whole singing and, you know, poetry and rap. And Drake, the artist Drake, was also on MySpace at that time. I shared a few things with him. And you know what? A few years later, he's like the biggest hip-hop artist in the world, right? Okay. And the thing is, I had those same ideas that he had. Except the only difference, there's no difference between him and I, except that I sat on my ideas. I sat on them. And I chased my tail for so many years that he blew way past me, okay? And we're talking MySpace. We're talking like 2005, 2004, maybe 2006. Yeah, around that time. Yeah, pretty much. So if you got it, do it. Don't waste time. Don't let the competition beat you to the marketplace while you mope around depressed about the negative feedback that you may or have already received or challenges you face like 9-to-5. How many times have you said to yourself, I could have done that, or like me, I thought of that first. Well, you're not going to let that happen again, right? Right, Sherry? So what are you waiting for? Get back to work and get it done like yesterday, right? Like, we only have so much time to, you know, hone our gifts and our talents. So you need to seize every opportunity to do your thing. Just do it. Like Nike said, not to endorse Nike, but just do it. That could, you know, that's like the simplest sentence. Just do it, Sherry. Do it. All right. So that is your Coach Deany tip. If you need guidance, you can always go over to the website and you can actually send me a text message or call me or email me or book me, right? Yeah, add me to the calendar right from the front page of my website. There's so many cool widgets I got floating around, you know, on the side. So I am hands-on, I promise. I have no manager, like none. I don't even think I need one, right? I've been managing myself for so many years, booking my own shows and all of that. So you can do the same thing too. It's nothing to it. Just a lot of patience, perseverance, and just the will to go through the BS that comes with the music industry, right? Right. So yeah, head on over. You can get like a free 15-minute conversation, and we can talk about your mindset and your music and your goals and where you want to see yourself, all that great stuff, because everything starts in the mind first, right? Right. Yeah. Okay. So let's take a brief intermission and play some music, right? Yeah, I've been itching to play this, so I want to bless you guys. Here it is. Ren, Into the Unknown. Okay, they said no, Danny. There's 1,300 people on the browser. Man, you guys are incredible. But we had a whole 3 minutes there. You're late. Anyway, oh, what an awesome time is going to be talking music with Ren. So tonight we will be diving deep, head first, of course, into the world of electro pop or scratch that. We do not want to box this timeless music that has my ears oozing with all of my amazement and excitement for that matter. I am telling you guys, I get excited introducing myself and you hooligans as well to new artists and music. But yo, when I tell you that my third eye was being massaged when I tapped into Ren's music, she sounds like a muse herself, I tell you. So, and here's my disclaimer. If at any time during one of the music breaks that I'm not back in time, just know, hooligans, I am high in the cosmos and haven't descended fast enough back down to the earth amongst you humans. That is what her music will do to you. I was out in nature, baby, the cat in the backyard and I, dwelling in the sound waves with the creatures of the woods, and we were all in awe, because you know, we crank up the volume when we're outside. Well, all right, come on and put down your devices as we talk about all things music. We are hoping that she will be extremely open and honest in her answers about what's important in her music and how the songs are formed and written. We will talk personal stuff, professional stuff, and continue to drop beautiful knowledge into your ear holes so that your brains can soak up the insight. I've always said, it's inspiring to be inspiring, or something like that. And there's a very similar sentiment expressed in her music. And that is certainly what I told the cat in the backyard. So, while we're at it, since you guys are on the browser so graciously, click on the description of the show and you can see her mini bio and her links to her Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And then go over to Google and type in Ren into the unknown and check out her SoundCloud. And all of her other, websites are listed on the right-hand side, Instagram and all that good stuff, right? Right. Oh, and make sure when you type in Ren, to type the capital R and then Alt E 144, and that will give you a special character, right? Yeah, and then capital N. Just a little nerd knowledge for you guys out there, right? Okay, let's go ahead. Okay, so let's talk about her Instagram for a second, right? You want to check out the Instagram? Go right ahead. But I would advise that you wait till after the podcast because it will suck you in and grab your full attention. Her art and photography, because photography is definitely art, in my opinion. But you want to look anyways, right? Go right ahead. We aren't worried about a ting. We have 14,000 plus listeners and growing, baby. It's groovy, I tell you. Anyhow, enough of my gushing over Ren and her incredible music as well. I am proud to introduce Ren to you out there that don't know of her yet. And for you fans of Ren's music, welcome to my podcast. Let us take a second or two at the beginning and let her tell you who she is and her story. Yo, what is good, Ren?
Hey, what's going on?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello. I'm good. I just had a rehearsal. Things are good.
Great, great. All right, shall we jump right into the interview?
We shall, yeah. Well, how are you? I didn't even ask. How are you doing?
I am doing great, actually. Doing great.
That's good.
Living
good
life.
Good to know.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Definitely.
Yeah,
okay,
let's jump on in. Let's do this.
Great. Man, we are stoked to have you here with us, and thank you so much for taking the time to do this interview. As far as I understand it, you create music to move theirs, and my soul, of course, and hips and stuff. An artist performer based out of Brooklyn, New York. But that's all in the present day of things. What was the life-changing moment where everything became all about indie pop? What did you see, hear, or better yet, who inspired you to do what you are doing now?
Oh, well, I guess that's a two-part question. I was inspired by my siblings. I'm the youngest of three, and They're both musicians. My sister has an incredible voice, and my brother plays guitar and sings a little bit, and they're actually both in my live set. So we have a little Von Trapp thing going on. And then indie music, I think I was really inspired when MySpace came out, and I found like tons of cool indie artists. I remember Tegan and Sarah right when they came out, and I was just like all about finding these cool new artists.
Right. How long have you and your siblings been playing together?
Well, in my band, we've been playing together for a year, but in life, I mean, since my brother picked up guitar, I guess you could say that we've been playing together since then. So, when he was in the eighth grade, he's 28 now, so a minute.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. Okay, when we're talking about pop music, we are suddenly entering into a world of subgenres. Is there a particular part of pop that you identify with more so than others?
Subgenres. You mean like the PBR&B, pop punk?
Yeah.
I think that really I connect with certain artists. Like, I'm all over the spectrum. You know, I love Tyler, the Creator, but I'm not like big into rap, you know, but I think he's a genius. And I love Lily Allen. I love her sass and her energy and her music all around. And, you know, I even love Ariana Grande. She's like amazing. I don't know. I'm all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say that's a broad spectrum of music.
Yeah, it is broad. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You premiered your music video or music visual, as I and the Cat in the Backyard likes to call them, to Into the Unknown back in September of this year, correct?
Right.
So what kind of details can you tell us about it for those who haven't watched it? Tell us about, you know, about the music on the record and what we can expect to see or hear as both viewers and listeners.
Oh, all right. Well, my music video was shot by my drummer, actually. He is a musician, audio, film guy extraordinaire. And he really captured my vision. I wanted to tell a story with this song. And we shot it in this amazing sculpture garden in Long Island that I think everyone should see. It's at the Roslyn Museum. It's amazing. And my sister and my best friend were my co-stars. So we had a lot of fun doing that. Oh, yeah, and the guy who shot it is Enrique Perez, the guy, the man, also Neon Dust Media. And for future music, what can you expect to hear? I mean, I love a good introspective jam, but I also have, you know, deep love songs and, you know, really cool edgy beats and unique harmonies and, you know, just trying to be different in a good way, I guess.
Right. Okay, and I did see the music video. It was phenomenal, I tell you. So you
Thank
guys
you.
Make sure you check that out. Yeah, the visuals were great.
Thank you.
As far as I've listened, oh, you're welcome. As far as I've listened and researched, much of this record, Into the Unknown, deals with the stigma surrounding the cycle of the Montanious life, a topic that's sung in today's and yesterday's politics on ideas, and an issue that certainly affects many people out there directly that feel trapped in more routine and like less of actually living life. What made this an important subject to cover in song form in your very own life?
Yeah, well, I think that in today's day and age, it's a great time and not a great time for both reasons. But I think that a lot of people are doing, you know, following a path that isn't really true to their heart, and they're doing it because society is like putting this pressure on them, but mainly they're putting the pressure on themselves. And it's really just about you know, marching to the beat of your own drum and not really caring so much about what other people think. I know that that's a common message, but, you know, let's get out of that normal routine, get off of Facebook and just stop wasting time and, like, do what your heart tells you to do, you know, get out there and just take a chance, you know. You got to keep taking chances. So that's really what it's about.
Definitely. What was the highlighting moment from recording the song Into the Unknown, and what made it such an highlight?
I would say Into the Unknown was the first song that I did with my new producer, Brandon Boast, who's amazing and an awesome person in general. I think my highlight, besides the song itself, is just, you know, it's hard to find the right person to work with musically. And I was so excited that, you know, I'd met this person and he really could hear what I wanted in a song. And I love the way he executed it with me. And yeah, that was thrilling. And yeah.
Yeah,
that was very exciting. It is a big deal. Yeah,
I can imagine when you find that perfect partner and chemistry is perfect. Yeah, everything is just magnificent. Okay,
yeah.
Is there anything that you learned from recording your first single time and transitioning to recording Into the Unknown that will help you out when you go make your next record?
Oh my gosh, so much. I put time out actually a couple years back, and I had recorded a bunch of music that I wanted to release, but, you know, when you release something and it gets a little buzz, then everything gets crazy on the business side of things. So I learned a lot about the music industry and business and what to do, what not to do. And I think the business side of things, I learned a lot. And musically, I mean, I'm always trying to push myself and, you know, listen to how music is evolving and listen to other artists and find inspiration in everyone. And,
All right. Yeah. This one is a little off the records, but how do you handle, like, if your song is buzzing? How do you handle that pressure from people wanting to meet you, or guys like me who want to interview you, and, you know, you're getting all these requests for, you know, business partnership and all kind of things? How do you personally handle that?
I love it. I mean, I'm a people person. I love sharing my music, and I don't know. I like doing interviews. It's fun.
Definitely.
I feel like, yeah. I love watching interviews too. I used to always watch Lily Allen and do her funny, oh my gosh, she's so funny, her amazing interviews. If you haven't seen them, you should go look them up. She's the funniest. And Tegan and Sarah too. They, oh my gosh, they're the funniest. Yeah, I always wanted to be on that end of things. So
cool. All right. So let's take a music break and more music from Ran. Here's Some Flowers in the Sky.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
Again, that was Ren, Sunflowers in the Sky. So going back a little bit, speaking of the song, Time, what made it the obvious choice as the debut single?
Well, at the time, Time was definitely my favorite of the bunch, and I just wanted to go out with a bang. Yeah, it was just, we were in really good spirits, me and my producer and my friends, and that song, just before, you know, you close the door and have these like sessions where you need to do music, that was just like a feel-good track that me and my producer at the time, Luca Buccellati, who's super talented, we recorded with another friend of mine, Chris Brandis, played this really groovy bass line, and I don't know, it was just the spirit around it was awesome, and I think it translated in the track, so I wanted to put that energy out first.
All right. Was that like a hands-down choice, or did you debate it between other songs?
Yeah, I did think like I might start, you know, with like a mellow Sunflowers in the Sky track and then do Time, but yeah, everyone around me was like, nah, just put Time out, see how it goes. So we had a really great first single drop. It was really fun and awesome.
Definitely. Sunflowers in the Sky is actually my favorite.
Yeah? You like the PBR&B. I got that from some people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, I'd be super high. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So what directions do you see yourself taking the music of Ren in from this point on? Will there always be a theme or subject woven into the tapestry of the music, or is there something, another way you like to approach recording a future record?
I don't really have, well, each song has its own theme, and I think they're cohesive, but every song is different and special. I have this new song I'm going to put out called Give It All Up, and I'm really excited about it. It's definitely, you know, you can shake your hips to it, and it's also kind of introspective at the same time. So I guess I do have a theme going on, but it's not necessarily intentional. And yeah, I guess I'm just trying to be groovy and cool. And I love visuals. I'll always have visuals with my music. So I don't know. I'm trying to create a vibe, I guess, as artists try to do.
Right. I think with time, you can definitely move your hips to it. It has like a nostalgia feel to it. Like, it's definitely a groovy, groovy track.
Yeah. Thank you.
No problem. Is there one thing you wanted people to take away from listening to your catalog? What would you say that is?
Well, I just really want people to interpret the music for themselves. It doesn't have to be my perspective. I love where people take it in their own minds and hearing what they think the song is about and how it, you know, relates to them. I just want them to enjoy it and dance or just listen and feel good. I just want them to feel good listening to my music or, you know, feel connected. Yeah.
And to move those hips.
And to move their hips, for sure, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Priorities.
Okay. Do you have any upcoming plans to support the release of the new records or spread a good word? Are we getting an EP, a full LP soon? Like, you know, touring on the plans? I see you have a ton of press going on right now, which is absolutely great on my end when it comes to absorbing who you are as Ren. That is a fantastic look.
Thank you. I'm definitely going to start playing some more shows, and I'll keep you in mind. I'll let you know when those happen. You can give me give everybody a shout out. Right now I'm just dropping singles, or I'm not just dropping, I'm dropping singles and connecting them with visuals. I'm going to keep it light and then probably towards the summer, you know, do a full, just put everything together in an EP. So, yeah, but got a lot more singles with a lot more visuals. I just want to take you on a journey, you know.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So when it gets ready to drop, let me know and I will support it and buy it and promote it and whatever else there is to do with
awesome.
It.
Awesome.
Get high off of it.
That would be awesome.
And I will leave this question as wide open as it gets and let you define the answer however you like to. What is it about the freedom of expression that you find in pop music that pulls you to it and drives you to create it yourself?
Well, I started writing music to get a boy's attention, like a lot of people do. but right now, I'm really just creating because it feels right for me and where my headspace is and what I want to do and what I want to share with people. And man, when I write music, it's really organic, and I love telling a story and putting a beat behind it. What more is there to say, you know?
Right. All right. Thank you once again. I truly appreciate your time and efforts in answering all of these rambling questions. I know, because any given interview can always cover a range of topics and still miss something important along the way. We always like to give our guests the opportunity to say anything they like to here at the end in the Vigilantes Radio open floor. So have at it. You can say anything at all.
Ooh. Oh, boy. Well, I want you guys all to check out my music video. So go to YouTube, type in REN Into the Unknown. I know when you see my name in the normal form, poster form, it'll be capital R. To do an accent over the E, you just do option E and then capital E, N. That's how you normally do my name. But if you want to type it into YouTube, it's just REN Into the Unknown. Yeah. Love you all. You're so great. Thanks for listening.
Yes, yes. And I think you brought the crowd in because we're usually averaging 800 to 900 on the browser. But it's 1,300 plus.
Woo! Amen.
I'm a little jealous here. Yeah.
Hey, guys.
But, and I'm going to switch things up a little bit. I don't normally get into, like, current events, but I want to start, you know, getting a little personal sometimes. And I will stay away from politics. I'm not really into politics.
Oh, thank goodness. That's where I thought I was going.
No. But I will ask you, you know, other things. Like, what are your thoughts on Spotify purchasing SoundCloud?
Spotify purchasing SoundCloud. Well,
yeah.
I love both those platforms. And I really love where Spotify is going with these curated playlists. And I know SoundCloud's more known for, you know, being the kid in the garage wanted to upload his great track to SoundCloud. So if they can find a way to combine the two, and I think it'll be a good thing, you know.
I disagree.
You do? Oh no.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because
let's hear your thoughts.
Like you said, SoundCloud was really for like the garage band. And I don't know if you noticed, like, over time now there's so many ads playing when you know, just playing random playlists. Like,
Right.
I can go search SoundCloud and do indie pop, and then there's, you know, like 40 songs in a playlist, but between two songs there's a long commercial.
Mm.
And I think
you got to get the premium.
Yeah, but who wants to pay for that, you know? And then, you know, when you interpret, like, how the money is split. Now, if it was going directly to the artist, I'm all for it.
Right.
But you're paying, you know, these fees for who knows what reason. And, you know, you look at Pandora, you get paid, like, 0.02. I know.
Right.
You know, you can get, like, 50,000 spins and you get a $15 check. Like, really? So
yep.
I'm not sure if SoundCloud is on that wavelength yet because they're not tracking, you know, BDS or anything like that. But I know mm-hmm. Spotify is. I mean, so that may be a cool thing for artists if the percentage of the penny was higher, I mean. But
right.
A giant like Spotify taking over a smaller company means, you know, more saturation with ads and I don't know. I just think it's going to be a huge mess.
We'll see, I guess. I don't know. I think they're definitely still evolving, so we'll keep our fingers crossed for them, for everyone's sake.
Yeah. We're doomed.
Oh, no.
All right.
We could just go back to buying CDs. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Not the CDs. I mean, I still have a huge collection, but not the CDs. All right. After the music break, we will be back to put Ren in our traditional hot seat to hear either some vocals, poems, spoken word, jokes, stories, live instruments, or she may bust a rap like Tyler, the Creator. You never know what these creative minds and vessels will produce in the spotlight. So when we come back, we'll find out if she has what it takes to be put on the spot, a test of her true artist. And here is Ren with Time.
Please don't say you'll never you die. Please don't say you'll never you die.
And remember, we are taking questions over at Hangouts. So just hang out for a few minutes over at Hangouts and those questions. All right, we are back from our break. Again, that was Ran with Time. And you know what time it is.
Hot seat time. Oh,
no. Yeah. So, Ren, what do you have for us?
Oh, no. Well, I thought I was just going to, like, freestyle. I didn't prepare anything.
Oh, no. Freestyles are great.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for this segment. But so I wasn't ready, and while the song was playing, I Googled best jokes on Google, obviously. And I got the most amazing jokes. I could read them off if you like. And
cool,
do a freestyle.
Yeah.
All right, they're really rude Yo Mama jokes, but I thought I'd entertain you guys for a sec. Yo Mama is so ugly, when she tried to join an ugly contest, they said, sorry, no professionals. That's one. Your mama is so ugly, she made One Direction go another direction. Your mama is so fat and old, when God said, let there be light, he asked your mother to move out of the way.
Oh.
All right, I'm done. That was so rude. I don't know why I did that.
No, you're good. You're good.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah. We're not entitled.
But yeah. I thought you were going to tell me either I do a rap or a spoken word, and I was just going to freestyle it.
Oh, you can do that too.
You can. I can. Well, will you give me like a theme or something? Like a word?
Support.
Say it again.
Support.
Support. This is a lot of pressure. I don't know why I took on this role. I need some support. This hurts worse than a big wart. I'm feeling the pressure. I need to feel lesser. I need to go to bed. I need to rest my head. I've had a long day. My real name's Renee. How's that? How was that freestyle?
That was good. Somebody called
Thank you.
And the future crew.
I'm sure everyone's cringing.
No, that was good. That's good.
Yeah, we could put it to a beat later.
Yeah. All right. So let's go ahead and take some questions, shall we?
We shall.
All right. We got one from Ronnie Mustard. What kind of name is that, Ronnie? Ronnie Mustard. Okay. Ronnie asked, how would someone get your special attention?
How would someone get my special attention?
Ooh, Ronnie.
Ooh, that's a good one. I don't know. Sing a song for me. Play a little guitar. Serenade. I think that'll do it.
Hold on, he's typing.
Oh.
I'm out of luck then.
Oh, no. You could do a freestyle rap.
He says mine would be worse than yours.
All right, that's hard to believe.
Yeah. All right, we have one from Sammy Davis. I'm just joking, Sammy. Sammy asked, what is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie? That's a good one, Sammy. I think it would be Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. It's between, this is tough. I got Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, The Wizard of Oz are my favorite classics. And then I love Billy Madison. That's my guilty pleasure. How's that?
Cool. All right, we have one from Rockefeller 85. I don't know if it's a he or she, so we'll just say they asked, what is your biggest and worst fear?
My biggest fear, death, honestly. I just, was that too dark? It is. But
no.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of people's biggest fear. Not even for me, it's just the people around me, you know. I hold on tight to everyone around me, so yeah, fear of loss for sure.
Okay. All right, Sarah is asking for advice. She says, "Hi, Ren." First of all, yeah, she says, "Hi, Ren. I need some advice on how to handle stage fright."
Ooh, this is good. I had an amazing class. I went to Berklee College of Music for a bit, and I had James Taylor's brother as a teacher, Livingston Taylor, and he taught this performance class, and the best piece of advice he gave was that when you perform, it's not for you, it's for the audience, and to feel nervous is selfish. So really kind of take yourself out of that nervous energy and realize that, you know, it's selfish to feel that way, and it's not for you, and it's for them. And I think that really resonated with me. I don't know if it will resonate with you, but I think about it every single time I get nervous. And it's also good to channel that nervous energy into just energy in general. You know, when your heart beats, it can be a good thing too. Yeah.
Okay, great advice. She says,
thanks.
Thank you. All right. Love Child Moon Songs. Okay. LCMS, for short. Ask, would you date a fan? And your hair is incredible, by the way.
Would I date a fan? Oof. Well, I'm taken, actually. I'm in a long-distance relationship, so you got to kick him out further. but if you know, he cuts me loose, anything is possible. And thank you, by the way. Thank you. It's all
right.
All natural. The hair.
Cool. I don't know if Love Child Moon Songs is a he or she, but it's a she. Cool. She said, you're welcome.
Oh.
All right.
Nice.
Comedian asked, what would be your one superpower?
Ooh. Probably to fly. Yeah, is that cliche? I'd love to fly. I have flying dreams from time to time, and I hate waking up from them. I love flying. Yeah, I've done it a few times in my sleep. It's incredible.
Oh, yeah. Sounds incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have one from Wishy Washy. First of all, where did you guys come from? You're not following on Hangouts. It's very cool that you're sending questions. Because they're in fan, right? All right. Wishy Washy asked, well, it's not really I guess it is a question. They typed, I noticed a lot of airy themes in your pictures and music. So, we know Dini Mussolini is Indigo. Thank you for noticing that, by the way. Are you one to...
Am I what?
An indigo.
An indigo?
Yes.
What is an indigo?
Oh, you don't know what indigo is. Indigo is a person... How can I say it? Without being weird.
You can get weird. Get weird.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, it is my show, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Indigo is a person that sometimes possess powers, or we think we do. Like, we may have deep premonitions and dreams and visions, or a scream instance of deja vu all the time, or believe we were once a cat, you know, in a past life,
right.
Or believe we were part, you know, alien and come from the cosmos and galaxies and stuff like that. We're super emotional.
I guess
we can sense
feelings.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say I am definitely a believer in energies and the energy you put out and the energy you get back. It's all I really believe in that, in that wavelength of human energy. And I don't know what I was in my past life, but I guess I could say I'm an indigo. Yeah,
cool.
I'm
you
definitely
look
a spiritual person.
Too.
Yeah, I will. I'm excited.
Yeah, like that. We're all for energy, definitely.
Yes.
All right, I actually have a question for Coach Deanie, which would be me, right? Yeah.
Oh.
All right, Dundee asked, well, he's not really asking. He says, I need some advice, Coach Deanie. I can't make any money off of my music. Can you help me make some money? All right, Dundee. I'm going to give you a chapter from my book, okay? All right. Long time ago, I interned in New York for Russell Simmons and Rick Rubin over at Def Jam, okay? A year later, I was appointed a road manager for Russell Simmons in the Fat Form Circa, okay? Fast forward, he sold Def Jam and he lost Fat Form to his lovely ex-wife, Kimora Simmons, right? And I was out of a job, okay? But I came home to Mississippi, which is where I'm from, and opened up a management firm. And I began managing artists like you, D, other people from all over the world. It didn't matter where you lived. I had all of the connections on, you know, shows and performances and concerts, and, you know, licensing, you know, all that good stuff to get you good. But for me, I knew there was more. So I began to, you know, do my thing, as they say, in music. I did hip hop for a while, and then we created a group called No Longer the Hero, which does alternative rock and hip hop to soulful music, okay? A real cool thing. And we made a plan, like pen and paper. We, you know, etched out our ideas and got everything together, what we wanted to do and how we wanted to do it, and we executed the same way that we thought about, of course. Over time, we've made like a ton of money, but we've made money. We've toured all over. But the point of all that is be grateful for at least having a purpose in your life. And if that purpose for you, Dundee, is creating music, I don't know what you're doing with your life right now, but if that is your desire, you should go all out. Like, go all out for it, you know? Sell out to the music. Sell out to yourself. Because having something to drive you every day to live out your dream, man, you can never put that on a back burner for anything. And I know there's cycles that tell you have to go to school, get a job, get married, have kids, wake up, do it all over again. Nah, man, forget that, man. That's assimilation of society, okay? What you really supposed to do with your life is up to you. If you want to make money with your music, do what you have to do to get the money or to get the fans. And that's where it comes from, fans. Being a people's person, thanking any and everybody who actually takes the time to listen to your music, even if it's for free, man. That is the law of exchange. The energy you put out is the energy you get back. So if you're going in with doubtful energy, there's going to be doubtful payback or repayment. So, you know, man, just go all out, man. If you're working a 9-to-5, think about it. You're working 8 hours to fulfill and help fuel someone else's dream, whoever owns the company. Why can't you spend 8 hours on your own craft? Word. Dundee says, thank you, Coach Deanie, but that doesn't put pennies in my pocket. Well, dude, get a distribution deal and push yourself, man. posting music on Facebook is not promoting. Going out in public is, and playing shows, even if it's a house party or you rent the venue yourself, you got to do it, man. If you really want the keys to the back door of the industry, go right on over to onlyonemediagroup.com and book a session with me, man. You won't be sorry, I promise you. And we'll put nickels in your pockets, not pennies. All right. That is all for tonight's podcast.
Yeah.
So thank you, as always, for checking out the podcast over here at Vigilantes Radio. All episodes are available for free download as the show ends, and that includes past shows as well. If you like to request music or send it for me to play, email it to vradio@onlyonemediagroup.com. I'm genre-free, I do not judge, and I absolutely do not base my opinions on hearsay but facts. And actually, man, you should scratch all that, because everything I say is correct and true, and that's the bottom line, so deal with it. Nah, I just clam. It's okay, right? Right. On behalf of myself, Danny Mussolini, I appreciate you guys for tuning in, either afterwards or live with us. Make sure you spread the love and show my Facebook some love. The Vigilantes Radio Facebook page is bare. Show us some love. You show me love everywhere else. Show me love there. And also a special thanks to my guest tonight, Ren. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been fun.
Oh, yeah. So, hooligans, just remember to be yourself and be absolutely great at it. Peace.